Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the fifth chapter of Maseches Demai. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud. Mishnah Tes says, Masrin Mishal Yisra Ashal Nachri. You can take tithes for produce of a Jew for produce of a non-Jew. Mishal Nachri Ashal Yisra. And you can take tithes from produce of a non-Jew for produce of a Jew. Mishal Yisra Ashal Kusim. You can take tithes from the produce of Jews for produce of Kusim, which are Samaritans. Not Kushim, that's Ethiopians. Kusim are Samaritans. Mishal Kusim Ashal Kusim. And you can take tithes from produce of Samaritans for other Samaritans. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Mishal Kusim Ashal Kusim. But Rabbi Eliezer does not permit you to tithe from one Samaritan to another. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Mishal Yisra Ashal Nachri. You can take tithes from produce that you get from Jews for produce for non-Jews. Haitana Savar Ein Kinyan Lanachri Be'aretz Yisrael Lahavkia Min HaMaiser. The speaker in our Mishnah is of the opinion that selling land in Israel does not remove the obligation of tithes from it. So this is a discussion, whether or not non-Jews would be obligated in tithes. In the final conclusion, they are not. So the speaker is someone who feels that they are. For Rabbi Meir he, and that is Rabbi Meir. Ve'eno halacha dekaimalan yesh kinyan in halacha b'Eretz Yisrael lahavkia min ha'maiser. And this is not the case because we ultimately determine that sale of land in Israel to a non-Jew does remove the obligation of tithes from it. Dechsiv, and it quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, ba'aretz lo simkor litzmisus, that the land should not be sold permanently. Ha'im nimkar tzmusahi. Therefore, if it's sold, it's a complete sale. It would remove that obligation from the land. So non-Jews are not obligated in tithes, and therefore the parts of the Mishnah that discuss non-Jews are not really relevant in the final halacha. Ashal kusim. What about taking tithes from one Samaritan for another? Perus hakusim vadai tevel mochrin. The Samaritans were good in some mitzvahs and not so good in other mitzvahs. So they definitely sold tevel. They definitely sold untithed produce. The afal pi the kisha ochlin perusehen asuri masrin. If you ate their food would be tithed. If you went to his house and opened up his cabinet, you would have nice chul in there. You would have food that could be eaten because they were strict on tithes. However, kishemochrin einan masrin, but when they took them to sell, they didn't bother tithing them first. Delo chayish alifnei iver lo sitein michshol, because one of the mitzvahs they weren't observant of was putting a stumbling block before a blind person. Rabbi Eliezer Oser, Rabbi Eliezer forbids mishal kusim ashal kusim to tithe from the produce of one Samaritan for another. Dizmanim demais lenafshe benimlach mumochrin. Sometimes they would tithe something for themselves, and then they'd change their mind, and they'd go and they'd sell it in the marketplace. V'shema ha'echad ma'usher v'ha'echad lo, and maybe one is tithed and the other one isn't. V'nimsa mafrish min ha'pater al ha'chayev, and then you find that you're taking tithes from something that doesn't need to be tithed for something that is, and as we said before, that doesn't work. U'bizman hazeh ha'kusim asom k'nachrim gemurim l'chol divrehem. And nowadays, Samaritans are considered non-Jews in all ways, because the Mishnah was written before it was discovered that they had an idol that they were still serving, and now we know otherwise. Mishnah Yud. Atzis Nakuv, a flower pot with a hole in it. Hare Zeka Aretz, that is considered as the ground. Tarim Meha Aretz al Atzis Nakuv, if you take tithes from the ground for produce grown in such a pot. Me'atzitz nakuv al ha'aretz, or from produce grown in such a pot for something that grew on the ground. Trumaso truma. It's valid truma. The tithe works. Misha'eno nakuv al ha'nakuv. But if you take tithes from produce grown in a not perforated pot for a produce that was grown in a perforated pot, the one in the pot that's not perforated doesn't have an obligation of tithes on it. So what happens if you take that for something that does have an obligation of tithes? Truma. It is considered truma. You have to give it to a kohen. V'yachzer v'yitrum. But you also have to go back and take truma again because it wasn't valid truma. You called it truma, it's truma, but it doesn't work for freeing up what was grown in the perforated pot. min hanukuv al she'eno nukuv. And if you took tithes for something that grew in the perforated pot on behalf of that which was grown in the non-perforated pot, truma, it's also truma. V'lo se'achel ad she'yotzi oleha trumos u'maestros. But you can't eat the produce until you take trumas and maestros from it. Let's take a look in the Barton Neuro. Atzis nakuv, a flower pot with a hole in the bottom. Kli shemasimin besocho ofar v'zorimbo. You put dirt in it and you plant in it. Im nakuv kedei shorish katan. If it's perforated so that a small root, shu pachos mikazayas, that's smaller than an olive, hari hu ka'aretz. It's considered like the ground. Uperosav tevel gamar diraisa. And the produce grown in it has an obligation to be tithed biblically. Tara min ha'aretz, if you take tithes for it from what was grown in the ground. Afio l'chachila nami matzi l'tarim. You could even tithe this way at the outset. Umishum seifa nokat lashon di'eved. The only reason it says it after the fact is because that's how the second part of our Mishnah is going to talk. So for parallel structure, it phrases the first part in an after-the-fact kind of way. Truma, v'yachzer v'yitrom. It's considered truma, but you have to go back and take tithes again. D'minhapater alachayev hifrish. Because you took tithes for something that was obligated from something that was not obligated. V'lav trumahi, so therefore the truma is not effective. Hilkach yachzer v'yitrom, therefore you have to go back and take tithes again. U'mikol mokom, kiva shekarala shem truma, nosna l'kohen. And since you took produce and called it truma, you have to give it to a kohen. So that you shouldn't come to treat the concept of truma unacceptably. It's truma, it's not truma, it's off again, it's off again. And you don't have to take tithes and other gifts as you do in this end part. Because the produce that was grown in the non-perforated pot isn't considered tevel at the biblical level. Aval min hanukuv al she'eino nukuv, but if you take tithes from the perforated pot for the non-perforated pot, demin hachiyuv al hapater hifrish, in which case you're taking tithes from something that's obligated on behalf of something that's not obligated, hatruma havi tevel diyoraisa, the truma is tevel midiyoraisa, hilkach lo yecha ad she'yotzei oleha truma u'maisros. Therefore, you can't eat that until you take truma and maaser from it, because it really is tevel from a biblical perspective. That is the end of Mishnah Yud. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter and begin chapter Vav.